The construction work for Petersburg's top capital project will go to a joint construction company called MCG Constructors DCI Joint Ventures. It's a collaboration of two firms that have competed against each other to bid on public building projects in Petersburg in the past, McGraw and Dawson. The contractors are also finishing up a renovation of Harrigan Centennial Hall in Sitka. Assemblymember Eric Castro wondered if the contractor would have an issue with working on two projects at once. Architect Corey Wall of MRV Architects in Juneau attended Friday's meeting by telephone and told the assembly about an informal conversation he had with the company's project manager, Chad McGraw.
So what he told me was that project is pretty much complete, and so they would just be, you know, finished wrapping that up to start this one, and that's why they thought that the two projects meshed very well. So as far as I know, the MCG crew or MCG crew is coming from Sitka to work on this project. It won't be happening simultaneously.
McGraw has built many of Petersburg's recent public building projects, the swimming pool, fire hall, library, and the Mountain View Manor assisted living expansion. The city of Petersburg ended up settling a lawsuit with the contractor and several design companies over problems with some of the manor work. Assembly members on Friday had a discussion about oversight of the construction work and whether to hire a contract administrator like the borough did with the new library and fire hall. Bob Lynn thought it made sense to hire someone to be there on a regular basis.
There's too many facets to this and too many things we have a potential to run into, I believe, if we award it. And then I agree with Corey. The other part of that is that person you have on the ground daily also has a chance to take pictures, which ends up as part of the record, which also is if you have to go back and do, you know, remedial action on something, makes a big difference.
The project has a construction administration budget of $180,000, and some of the oversight work could also be handled by borough staff. The assembly will have to decide on that oversight at a later date. Assembly members wanted to leave off one of the alternatives that the contracting companies bid on, $213,000 for work on the police parking area on the south side of the building. That work would improve sight lines for police vehicles pulling out of the parking lot on Nordic Drive by moving the exit of that lot. Police Chief Kelly Swihart mentioned the safety factor, and he said he talked with Public Works Director Carl Hagerman about other options for the appearance of that parking lot.
You know, I thought about it from a cosmetic standpoint. We're going to have this nice new building, and, you know, do we want to have this old parking structure that's there detracting from that building? Carl and I have talked about a couple different options, and there's some things we can do, but the short answer is we would love to have it, but we can live without it if we absolutely have to.
That work would also add an additional parking space and redo the covered carport. Mayor Mark Jensen wanted to keep the cost of the project down and thought that alternative could be done later.
And I kind of think that if it went out to bid locally, you might find somebody that could build that kind of a structure fairly easily. But that's just my thought. As long as the parking lot's functional and the Sally Port's functional with the parking lot and parking garage, if it stays like it is. So that's just my thought on it.
The vote was unanimous to award the bid to MCG Constructors DCI Joint Venture for $6.6 million without the parking lot work. The project will include a new roof membrane and a new elevator. Even with those two alternatives, the bid price is still below what the borough was expecting to pay for the work. That was closer to $7.7 million, including money for unforeseen costs. The actual construction won't start up until April 30th. However, borough administration and finance staffers will have to move out of the building before then. They'll be packing up and moving up the hill to the Petersburg Indian Association's Hollingstad-Paradovich building for at least a year. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht and other employees will be moving to the space that's used as the PIA's exercise and weight room.
Where their current agenda is on the second floor, we're in that whole area. We're just going to be in kind of an open office area. We're going to use the file cabinets and some of the desks to kind of set up, do some separation. But reality is we're all going to have to learn to speak quieter, me especially, and have to get used to each other's company.
Staff will be at that site while the second floor of the old municipal building, including the old library space, is renovated for new borough offices. Borough assembly meetings for the next year will also be moving to the PIA's boardroom, most likely. The assembly voted unanimously to approve a year-long lease starting up this month for just under $97,000. Giesbrecht said he expected to use that entire year, and thought the lease may even need to be extended to allow for the construction and moving staff in and out of the PIA building. The project will mean a fully renovated police station and new jail cells, along with the new borough offices in the 58-year-old building. It's expected to be completed in late 2017. With the cost of design, rent, moving, new furnishings, and communications equipment, the overall price tag is expected to be close to $10 million. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.